हरि ओम। ओके सी द फर्स्ट वर्स वी जनरली अंडरस्टैंड द स्टैंड पॉइंट ऑफ द एसेंशियल नेचर द जीवा एंड ईश्वर और ब्रह्म ऑन द सेम। द सेकेंड वर्स यूज तटस्थ लक्षणम ही एस्टैब्लिशेस द जीव ब्रह्म ऐक्यम। जीव एंड ब्रह्म ऑन ऑन द सेम। नाउ in his fourth verse again he's going to say from standpoint of the nature of timelessness or nityatvam eternity jiva and brahman are one. Again even avinashum that you say and jiva is brahman only. Jiva the individual self is nothing but the absolute self brahma. So aham brahma asmi. Okay, that established how from the standpoint of the timelessness, nityatva. Jivaha nityaha essentially. Brahma nityam essentially. Therefore, jiva is Brahma. Okay. And for which he says this how Brahman is the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of timelessness means jiva is also essential to the nature of timelessness. How timelessness means this always it is there, being free from all changes and modifications, that which is there always. Okay, that is discussed in this. Okay, let us see here. Nasvatah prat नस्वतः प्रत्यभिज्ञानात् नस्वतः प्रत्यभिज्ञानात् निरंशत्वान्न चान्यतः निरंशत्वान्न चान्यतः न चाश्रय विनाशान्मे न चाश्रय विनाशान्मे विनाशस्यादनाश्रयात् विनाशस्यादनाश्रयात् न स्वतः प्रत्यभिज्ञानात् न स्वतः प्रत्यभिज्ञानात् कणा कुञ्जो ऐसी पोड्रे तंबी न स्वतः प्रत्यभिज्ञानात् प्रत्यभिज्ञानात्ंशत्वान्न चान्यतः त्वान्न चान्यतः न चाश्रय विनाशान्मे न चाश्रय विनाशान्मे विनाशस्यादनाश्रयात् सश्रदनाश्रयात् न स्वतः प्रत्यभिज्ञानात् प्रत्यभिज्ञानात् निरंशत्वान्न चान्यतः निरंशत्वान्न चान्यतः न चाश्रय विनाशान्मे न चाश्रय विनाशान्मे विनाशस्यादनाश्रयात् विनाशस्यादनाश्रयात् In fact, we can read 4 and 5 together, but it's okay, we'll explain separately. In this fourth verse and the fifth verse, in two verses together, Acharya establishes how in terms of the nature of eternity, timelessness, nityatvam, jiva is Brahma. The nityatvam is identical between jiva and Brahma, the timelessness. Okay. So time, how he establishes timelessness of the individual jiva, the swarupam of aham, the truth of the individual, the essential nature of the individual, obtaining as the content of I, as swarupam of the knower, is timeless, eternal. Then how does he establish that? He says first, this the swarupam of the jiva implied by the term atma is free from all changes. The body is subject to change. Subject to change means what? Time bound. Being subject to time being subject to change is being time bound. Okay, so this swarupam of the jiva, the essential nature of the individual, being not subject to any change whatsoever, is not subject to time. Not being subject to time, changelessness being the nature of the swarupam of the jiva, individual, is not subject to time, means is of the nature of timelessness. Changelessness being the nature of the reality, essential nature of the individual, timelessness is the nature of the individuality, individual. Understand? Changelessness is timelessness. Being subject to change is being time bound. Got it now? Being time bound means if something undergoes a change means it is time bound. Something doesn't undergo change means it's always there. So change, timelessness should be understood in terms of changelessness. Not subject to change means not subject to time. Understand? So he established how Atma, this essential nature of the individual, is not subject to change. Therefore, it is of the nature of change, timelessness. Therefore, the standpoint of this nature of timelessness, Jiva is not separate from Ishvara. Jiva is Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. This is how he establishes. Okay. He says the changes, the possibly the three types of changes, isn't it? We are going to see that here. He says that how he establishes, let us see here. The change, and then we have to remember the word he uses, the mantra it is using, he is using the word. The Nashaha Vinashaha. Okay? Nashaha literally means destruction. Vinashaha also means destruction. So what is destruction? Destruction is nothing but a change. Okay? Change is only a relative destruction. Whenever we talk about the destruction, destruction is only relative destruction. Relative destruction is change. Absolutely, there's no such thing called destruction at all of anything. Okay. Let us, before going to this verse, let us remember this. This abstract formless reality, implied with the Atma or Brahma, is ever of the nature of consciousness. This consciousness existence is absolutely eternal, absolutely indestructible. And what about other than Atma? What is there Anatma? This Anatma matter is also not subject to total destruction. Anatma is subject to relative destruction. Relative destruction is nothing but change. That's all. Then what about absolute total destruction? There's no such a thing called a total destruction, absolute destruction at all of anything here. Anatma matter is subject to relative destruction in terms of change. Atma is absolutely indestructible. This must remember already before we enter into the verse. Now here, being indestructible means being changeless. Being changeless means being timeless, being eternal. Understand? So he says that possible changes, possible relative destruction. Okay, happens only for the anatma. He talks about it. Atma is free from any such destruction led to destruction in terms of change. Naswataha, naswatav pratyabhijnanat, naswatav pratyabhijnanat. Until then he gives, okay? Naswataha nashaha asti. We have to make note. Na swataha nashaha asti. Secondly, nacha anyataha. Anyataha nashaha nasti. You must, I want to write these three sentences. Please write these sentences. Swataha nashaha nasti. Swataha nashaha nasti. Swataha nashaha nasti means what? There's no change or any form of relative destruction by itself. Okay? Swataha nasti. Okay. So swataha nashaha nasti means there's no destruction at all by itself on the part of the Atma. No destruction happens. Then, nacha anyataha, and also no destruction or change can happen for the Atma from anything else. No change or destruction can happen because of anything other than itself. Listen, so the change otherwise in the selective destruction cannot happen for the Atma by itself. No destruction or change can happen from anything else other than the Atma. Understand? Second thing. And there cannot be destruction for the Atma caused by the destruction of the supportive means. Destruction caused by the destruction of the supportive means. I'll explain what it is. The three types of possible destructions or changes are not there for the Atma. And these three types of destructions are possible for an Atma. Understand? See, let me tell you first. Swataha nashaha. Swataha nashaha means what? The change happening naturally because the change brought about by time. The changes, always change is brought about by time on the part of anything physical, anything material. The body is there, is it? Body undergoes a change. There is destruction. From childhood, the body becomes, has the body, boyhood, and the youth, then there's a change. The change means, the change is what? Relative destruction already brought about by time. Isn't it? When the young person, young body becomes an old body, there's a subtle change has happened. That is change. This change is brought about by whom? Time. Aging. Aging implies what time? Naturally, by itself, okay, naturally by itself, the changes happen a part of the anatma. These such changes are said to be what now? Relative destruction brought about by, caused naturally in due, by time. In due course of time, such changes happen. It's called swataha nashaha. Such a destruction is not there for the Atma. Understand? Well, how do we say that? The hetu he gives pratyabhijnanat. Pratyabhijnanat. Because of the recognition. Pratyabhijnanam means recognition. See, don't rush, okay? I can't finish now itself. It's very important lesson to understand. Pratyabhijnanam. There's something called recognition. Isn't it? The recognition of something which existed before is there now means that which existed before continues to be here. Okay? Let me tell you. This, how do you how do you refer to yourself using this first person single pronoun I, isn't it? You can say what now? When you are young, you know what you are. When I am young, I know I am. That I obtaining, when the body was young, the body was young, I sense was there. I know I was when the body was young, isn't it? I am when the body is young. And the body undergoes changes, body subject to growth, the body becomes old. Then I sense obtaining in the body, mind, sense complex continues to be there. The same I continues to be there even when the body becomes old. The body becomes much older also, I continues to be there. Body undergoes all these changes. Remember the 13th verse of Bhagavad Gita? Dehesmin. Remember that? Huh? So, Yavvanam Kaumaram Jara. Isn't it? Yavvanam Kaumaram Jara. There's the youthfulness, there's old age, there's old age and there's a death. Is it? All this happen in part of the body. The changes happen. In fact, I was there when I was young. I was there when the body, my body was young. I continue to be there when the body has become old also. The change has happened what? On the part of the body. This change, who brings about this change? This change happens naturally. It's called swataha nashaha. Relative destruction. Okay? The lot of changes has happened here. The body calls relative destruction, which has happened naturally, and this change is brought about by time. In time. Isn't it? So I does not undergo change. I continues to be there. The same I which was there when the body was young continues to be there even now. That is why I am now, I know I was the same I who, okay, the same I who was there before, I am here now. How do you know? I recognize that I am here. Karpatyabhijnanam. Arpatyabhijnanam means recognition. I recognize I continue to be here. No change or whatsoever has happened. Isn't it? Because of this recognition, I was there, I am here. But the body was there, undergone a change. This has undergone a change. But I, referring to consciousness, existence has not undergone any change. There's no change has happened. It's a swataha nashaha nasti. Swataha nashaha nasti. Is it clear? So who do you need as an evidence for your existence? You were there when you were young. You continue to be there, the same body, even when the body has grown old. But what has changed? The essence obtaining in the young body continues to be there as the essence without undergoing any changes. Such swataha nashaha, the change which happens naturally, okay, and which is brought about at the time, has not happened on the part of the I, only the body. Okay, that I is knower, only the known body, subject to change. Swataha nashaha nasti. And I remember, okay, I recognize that. Who recognizes, isn't it? There's recognition of the I being there before, the same I being here now is recognized. So there is Hetu. Hetu is what? Pratyabhijnana. So Pratyabhijnanat. Pratyabhijnanam is the Hetu. Understand? I'll explain it again later in the next session, when tomorrow morning. This one, first let's understand this threefold nashas, what he mentions in this verse. Then other, so the destruction, relative destruction, change, relative destruction in terms of change which happens naturally is swataha nashaha. Swataha nashaha means there's no specific cause for this, there's no specific reason for this destruction. There's a specific cause. Something is instrumental which causes this in destruction. It's not there. Therefore, swataha nashaha means nirnimittaha nashaha. Nirnimittaha nashaha means what now? There is no specific reason or cause why this change happens. Understand? So other people, nobody else is responsible for the body growing old. This body is the change happening on the part of the physical body is in terms of becoming old or older or sick. Others are not responsible. There's no nimitta, there's no cause, there's no specific reasons, no specific cause. This grows, it's a natural growth. Naturally happening, naturally, without any specific reason, okay, naturally, the change which happens. These changes brought about by time, isn't it? It's called nirnimittaha swataha nashaha. Okay, how do you know this nasha is not there for the atma? Okay, the reason given is pratyabhijna. I'll explain this tomorrow morning class. Okay, now I'm not explaining only, I'm just telling you, I want to understand what is the meant by the word swataha nashaha vinashaha nasti. The word vinasha comes in second line. Then second, anyataha cha vinashaha nasti. Anyataha means what? So the natural changes which happen on the part of the physical body, okay, brought about by time, is not there on the part of the atma. Similarly, the changes that the relative destruction in terms of changes brought about by anything other than the self, anything which happens naturally, isn't it? That is said to be anyataha. Anyataha means again brought about by many reasons, isn't it? Anyataha means natural crisis, natural calamities, anything can bring about such changes, isn't it? Anyataha, because of rains, because of floods, because of fire, because of that, isn't it? Like, so changes, relative destruction in terms of changes caused by natural calamities, natural crisis, it happens because of, for which something else is the nimittam, instrumental. Is it clear? So the relative destruction in terms of changes caused by, brought about by anything other than the natural crisis, isn't it? Itself. Such destruction is said to be what now? Anyataha vinashaha. Anyataha vinashaha. Such destruction is there for the physical body or material objects. Then, ashraya vinashat vinashaha. Ashraya vinashat vinashaha, third form of this. The relative destruction in terms of change brought about by what? The destruction of the support. When the something which supports you becomes destroyed, and you become destroyed, isn't it? Such destruction is not there for the atma. The destruction caused by the change brought about by the change and the destruction of the support is called what? Ashraya vinasha nashaha. Vinashaha. So swataha vinashaha means nirnimitta vinashaha. Then anyataha vinashaha, sanimitta vinashaha. Then ashraya vinasha vinashaha. Ashraya vinashat vinashaha. Let me give the example. See, now there's a plant. Okay, the plant is now, plant is growing well, healthy. Very, very healthy plant. We are putting manure, you are adding water, watering the plant, giving manure, is very, very healthy. When you stop plant watering, when you stop putting any manure, no water at all, there's the plant's growth, the survival is dependent on what? Ashraya is what? Water. Regularly we are planting, watering the plant, the plant survival existence is dependent on what? The water. Isn't it? When you stop, this water is the support. Water is the ashraya. Water is the support for the life of the plant. Understand? When the plant loses its support in terms of water, in the form of water, you stop water, you watering the plant. When the water is not there, why? Water itself is not, because of drought, there's no water. There is ashraya vinasha, destruction of the support. When there's a destruction of the support in the form of water, because there's heat, there's no water. Everywhere drought, there's no water. Because of the destruction of the support in the form of water, the plant becomes destroyed. The plant's destruction is, the change happens, change in terms of destruction of the plant happens because of the lack of water. The water is a support for the plant. The water is not, because water itself is not there. It's called ashraya vinashat vinashah. Destruction of something because of the destruction of the its support. Supportive means. Understand? Supportive factor. Ashraya vinashat vinashah. I am free from what? These three types of possible destructions. Swataha nashaha nasti. There's no change can ever happen. In the Atma, naturally, the Atma is ever of the nature of changelessness. And no change can be brought about by anything else. Any natural crisis, calamities also cannot bring about any destruction, any change in the part of the Atma. Understand? And even the destruction caused by the destruction of the support also is not possible, because Atma is ever independent. The three hetus are given. How and why Atma is ever free from all forms, all possible changes, all possible relative distinctions, isn't it? How? Because of the, he gives the three hetus are given. First reason. Second reason, divisionlessness. Atma, this reality is indivisible, undivided, partless whole. It has no part, isn't it? Which means it is not something which is put together. Anything put together, anything intelligently put together is subject to fall apart. Our whole physical body is what? Many factors put together intelligently. What is a chair? Anything, any form, needed by any name, serves a given purpose because intelligently put together. Chair serves a purpose, is intelligently. Many spare parts put together forms a chair. Many spare parts put together is what? This whole construction. Everything, what is a car? Car is a useful, purposeful, useful vehicle because many spare parts put together intelligently. Isn't it? So it was partful. Car is a partful, divisible. Spare car, you can really, isn't it? All the spare parts can be removed, you can put them separate together, you can assemble them also together. So anything assembled together, put together intelligently is what? Is subject to fall apart. Isn't it? So because it has parts. Many parts are there. Whether human body, living body, or non-living thing, anything which serves a purpose is many parts, many factors put together intelligently. Being many parts put together, it's subject to fall apart. Whereas Atma is one indivisible, partless whole. Undivided, partless whole. What is Atma? Abstract, formless, reality is ever of the nature of consciousness. Existence is one indivisible, like space. Space is indivisible, undivided, partless whole. So consciousness also is indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Nir-amshatvat. Due to its indivisibility, undividedness, partlessness, it is not subject to fall apart. So changes also is not possible. So changes, brought about, caused by anything other than the Atma is possible only if it is partful. If it has, isn't it, any parts. Nir-amshatvate. Due to its partlessness, it is not subject to fall apart. No change can be, no destruction in terms of change can be brought about by any natural crisis. Understand? Right, to the Atma. No harm can be done. Suppose wind comes, you know, things can be thrown away, can be broken. Anything can be broken into pieces if the rain comes or anything. Natural calamities, crisis can really break things. We hear some, oh, big tempest was there, with the wind was there, and a hurricane was there, my houses fell, that broke. We hear all these things, such things, okay? So big changes, relative destructions, number of changes brought about by natural crises, natural calamities, such things are possible only if something is combination of many aspects which is put together intelligently. Atma being absolutely one indivisible, undivided, all pervasive whole. No, anything, any distinction can happen in the Atma. Atma indecision cannot happen off the Atma. Understand now? Nir-amshatvat. I'm only giving you relative, simple meaning now to understand the meaning of the verse. I'll explain this tomorrow. Okay? So, nir-amshatvat, due to amsha means part. Nir-amshatvat, due to its partlessness, indivisibleness, okay? Indivisible nature, undividedness, no destruction or change can be brought about by anything other than the Atma. Anyataha api vinashaha nasti. Swataha api vinashaha nasti. Now, ashraya nashat vinashaha. Okay, if something enjoys existence being dependent on some other support, the support is taken away, support goes away, then the supported dies. Without the support, supported becomes destroyed. Destruction of something which is supported happens when the supportive factor becomes destroyed. Natural, isn't it? That's why I gave this example of when the water, everyday water is, when the plant is watered every day, the water lends life. And then when the water is not there, water is not available, support being not there, support for the life being not there, plant becomes destroyed. Even for us, if we eat food nicely, the food is our support system. As long as we eat food, we're okay. Food is not there. What happens? Isn't it? We don't starve anyway. That's a different thing. What I'm saying is that which supports the life is support destroyed. The destruction of the supportive factor destroys the supported person. Isn't it? Such destruction is called what? Ashraya nashat nashaha. But what about Atma? Atma has no ashraya. Atma anashrayatvat, anashrayat. Atma is sada anashraya. Atma has no support. Atma is the absolute support of everything. Atma has no cause. Atma is the very substratum of everything. Atma has no support. Atma is beyond everything. Nothing is beyond Atma. Atma is ever of the nature of independent existence. Atma has no dependent existence. Atma is not dependent on anything else for its existence. Atma is ever of the nature of independent existence. Atma being independent, Atma being not dependent on anything else for its existence, for any support, Atma is ever of nature of anashayato, supportlessness. Supportlessness being nature of the Atma, not being dependent on anything else for support. So such distinction also is not possible. There's no relative distinction in any form is possible on the part of the Atma. Okay, the three hetus are given. Pratyabhijnanath swataha na. I'm making you understand the original text first. Okay, say now. Pratyabhijnanath, say. Swataha nashaha nasti. Nir amshatvate. Anyataha nashaha nasti. Anashayate. Anashayate. Ashraya vinashate vinashaha nasti. Okay, it will make it very clear. Pratyabhijnanate swataha nashaha nasti. Okay, next. Niramshatvate anyataha nashaha nasti. Anashrayatvate. Or you can say anashrayate. Ashraya vinashat vinashaha nasti. I only made you understand the verse. I have it explained. So what? Vinashaha nasti means there's no such thing called destruction at all of the Atma. Atma is absolutely indestructible, means Atma is ever of the nature of changelessness. That's very Swarupam of the Atma. Changelessness means Swarupam of the Atma. Atma is not subject to any destruction whatsoever. Therefore, what? Atma is absolutely timeless. What is timelessness? Timelessness should be understood in terms of the nature of changelessness. Changelessness is what? Indestructibility. Indestructibility is what? Timelessness. And so, Brahman, this absolute reality, the all-pervasive, only truth of the entirety of the cosmos, obtaining in him of existence, pure existence, is ever of the nature of ever indestructible, changeless. And what about aham? I, the consciousness, am ever of nature of changelessness. I am absolutely indestructible. Therefore, from the standpoint of the nature of timelessness, aham brahma asmi. Understand? The nature must be the same. The standpoint, nature of the timelessness, aham brahma asmi. I'm making you understand the words. See, when other teachers, when they teach, explain law, elaborately they explain. They make that you read one verse once and finish it. And you had, that's why I wanted to get the verse correctly here. Naswata pratyabhijnanat pratyabhijnanat Naswata pratyabhijnanat Naswata pratyabhijnanat Niramshatvanna chanyataha Vanya chanyataha Nachashraya vinashanme Nachashraya vinash Nachashraya vinashanme Vinashasyadanashrayat. Okay. The first change mentioned in here is what? Swataha nashaha. Swataha nashaha means without any specific reason or cause, the naturally happening change. Naturally happening change is what? Swataha nashaha. Otherwise, you can say nir nimittaha nashaha. Nir nimittaha nashaha means naturally happening change happening in time naturally happening, changes happening in time. Okay? Naturally happening, changes happening in time, changes brought about by time is what? Nirnimittaha nashaha. Nimitta means something is reason. There's no reason why change happens. Time does bring about changes. Understand? Black hair, brown hair, silver hair, slowly, isn't it? It's okay. What is the cause? What causes the change of black hair into white hair? For already silver hair is a different problem. Okay. Black hair becomes white hair, a silver hair. What causes the change? It is swataha nashaha or nirnimittaha nashaha. Is there any special cause other than the aging, other than the time? Like a bald head. Nirnimittaha nashaha. Understand? There's no specific reason. There's no nimittam. There's no specific reason why head becomes. So time, it is natural. Somebody's, okay, don't feel bad. Okay, people who are bald, don't feel bad. Now, what I'm saying, what causes the bald head? Baldness of the head. What causes? Is there any specific, somebody causes? Something causes? Natural, isn't it? There's no specific reason. It naturally happens. Nirnimittaha nashaha. So change happening in time, change brought about by time without any specific reason. Example, black hair becoming white hair or bald head. Okay. As wrinkles on wrinkles. And this is because Atma is pratyabhijnana. It doesn't undergo any, continues to be there. Hair was, hair disappears. Black was, white has, black has gone. Change has happened. But aham asmi, in all three states of experience. Waking state goes, deep sleep state comes, deep sleep state changes, dream state comes, dream goes, deep sleep state comes, again waking state comes. This continuously, constantly, the states of experience change, which are nothing but states of, the change of the states of mind. The states of mind constantly undergo changes. In all these changing states of mind, I am changelessly as the experiencer. I, the experiencer, am there in all the changing states of experience. Day after day after day after day after day. Day comes, day goes, night comes, night goes, day comes, day goes, I am, night, okay? Even in night, I am not knowing. You can't say I am not there. Not knowing my existence, I am in sleep. Knowing my existence, I am. I am knowing my existence in the waking state. I am not knowing my existence in deep sleep state. How do you know? Again, when we wake up from sleep, again I know I was in deep sleep state. Understand? I am. From childhood, the same I am. In childhood, same I am was there. In youth, fullness also, I am continues to be there. The old age also, same I am. This knowledge of existence of one's own self, obtained of thought in terms of I am, has been there without undergoing any change from childhood to the old age. body has undergone so many changes. This knowledge of self-existence obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am continues to be there changelessly. How you are in sleep, so you were even before you were born. Even before the birth of the body, you were as you are in sleep. How you are in sleep? In sleep, you are, you can say what? I am in sleep, not knowing my existence. So before the birth of the body also, I am not knowing my existence. And when I'm born in the waking state, I am not knowing my existence. In sleep again, I am not knowing my existence. After death also, death happens, big change happens, gross change happens for the body. Even then, I am not knowing my existence. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. This knowledge of self-existence obtaining him of thought in terms of I am does not undergo any change or whatsoever. Which change? The changes, naturally happening changes brought about by time, happening in time, such as it, a head full of hair becomes bald, dark hair becomes white, wrinkle free, fresh, shining skin becomes a skin with wrinkles. All these teeth fall apart, isn't it? Last we had to fix, everything is artificial, teeth artificial, ear artificial, slowly one by this artificial, everything slowly we include things, isn't it? Support system. All these are what now? It's all happened. Now the question is, how do you know this I am is always there continuously? How can I say that I am always? Pratyabhijnanat, because of the recognition. I was, I am, I know, I was, I am. Now, I was, I am. Understand? And I recognize. This recognition is possible. Is there or not? You see somebody and then you don't see the person again for a long time. Again, you see that person and you recognize that person. The same person whom you saw many years ago, you're seeing, means it's called recognition. In a sense, how do you recognize? In memory, the same person. From memory, you recollect. And then what happens? You recognize the person. The same person whom you saw many years ago, the same person you are seeing again, and the same, this person, another than the same person whom I saw before, means what helps you here? Recognition. Pratyabhijna. You say me. Pratyabhijna is there. I was, I am, I am, I am, I am. Understand? What change happens for this knowledge of self-existence? No change happens. I am, if it is not identified with the body, mind, sense complex, your Atma, wherever of the changelessness, identified with the body, the wrong identity is there, then you say what? I have become old. I was young. Now I am old. You said that all wrong notions you may have. But actually, this knowledge of self-existence, obtaining the realm of thought in terms of I am, is the same, changeless. And that, okay, the I am actually is essentially what? The abstract, formless consciousness. And the changelessness is the nature of the reality. Therefore, pratyabhijna is the hetu. Pratyabhijnana, the reason given. pratyabhijnanat, due to this recognition, it is possible to understand what? There is no such as naturally happening change happening in time, the part of the Atma. Okay. Then, nir amshatvat cha anyataha na. So, nir nimittaha nashaha. Swataha nashaha nasti pratyabhijnanat. Now, he is, now, sa sanimittatvat. Okay. Anyataha api nashaha nasti. So, no change or destruction possible on the part of the Atma caused by anything other than the Atma. Not, okay, because something else becomes nimitta. So, any natural crisis and calamities can become nimittam for the destruction. Isn't it? Such destruction or changes caused by, brought about by anything other than the Atma is also not possible. Why? Such destruction is possible only on the part of things which, you know, which are material in nature and which are the combination of many aspects. Such as, it can be anything. Everything in this universe which serves a purpose is, okay, many things put together intelligently. Anything which is a purpose, which serves a purpose, which is useful, any object which is useful, which is purposeful, you know, definitely it is a product of many parts put together intelligently. It can be physical body, living being, or a non-living thing. All manufactured, produced, isn't it? Everything is what? That's why intelligently put together, it serves a purpose. It has many parts, spare parts. Something happens, again, finish, it doesn't work. Look at my phone, iPhone. Isn't it? Because I intelligently put, highly intelligently put together. This is very expensive. And something crashed, finished. Isn't it? Nasha. This is what, no. This is because what, anyataha nashaha. It might have fallen down, not anyataha, something, some reason why it has happened. Anyataha means because of some reason or the other, because some cause or the other, can be natural crisis, natural calamities, or it can be some nimittam is there. So nirnimittaha nashaha, this is sanimittaha kasha, nashaha. Such destruction is possible on the part of things which are put together or which have parts. But such destruction is not there for the Atma because Atma is ever of the nature of partlessness, one indivisible, undivided, partless soul. He says, nir amshatvat. There are not many amshas. Many parts do not constitute Atma. Atma is not something which is constituted of many spare parts or many parts. Amshatvam, Atma has no amshatvam. A house has amshatvam, means partfulness, isn't it? Car has amshatvam, a phone has amshatvam, chair has amshatvam, table has amshatvam. Every product, every manufactured thing is what? Has amshatvam, means partfulness, many spare parts, you know, they add put together intelligently. It serves a purpose. But something happens, it will break. Isn't it? Something can become nimittam for it to get broken into pieces, to fall apart, to get destroyed. That is nasha, isn't it? Such change, such relative destruction in terms of change brought about by some other means, some other thing, nimittam, isn't it? Is also not there in the part of the Atma, because Atma is absolutely of the nature of all pervasiveness. It is indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Therefore, nir amshatvat, anyataha sanimittaha Nashaha nasti. Sanskritum sounds better than English, isn't it? We were expressive, isn't it? Well, okay, so one sentence is enough. Short sentences is enough in Sanskrit. In English, we have to really make it. Okay. Similarly, and then ashraya nashaha. The destruction of the supporting thing have can bring about the destruction of the supported. Anything which is supported, which exists with the support of something else, anything and everything which exists with support of something else can get destroyed if the support gets destroyed. Isn't it? Anything and everything supported can get destroyed if the support becomes destroyed. That's called Ashraya Vinashat Vinashaha. Ashraya means support. Ashrayasya Vinashaha Yadi Bhavati, Ashritasya Api Vinashaha Bhavati. Understand? Therefore, here, now you can say a table. What is ashraya of the table? Wood. Wood is the support of the form, name, and function called a table. Because wood is burnt, wood gets burnt, wood gets destroyed. When the wood goes, what happens to the table? When the supporting wood becomes destroyed, a supporting clay becomes powdered. The supported part form will disappear. Supported table will get destroyed, isn't it? It's called Ashraya Vinashat Vinashaha. The cause is destroyed, effect becomes destroyed. The cause is destroyed, effect becomes destroyed. Destruction of the cause is the destruction of the effect. It's called destruction caused by the destruction of the supportive cause. So everything here in the whole jagat, in the objective universe, except the Atma, anatma prapancha, everything is what? When there are cause-effect system, everything has its own cause. Every effect is a cause from the standpoint of its. Every cause is an effect, the standpoint of its own cause. Anything which is a cause is an effect from the standpoint of something else. Therefore, everything is what? Leaning on something or the other. For everything in this universe is something. It's called what? Ashraya Vinashat Vinashaha. Got it? Nice, beautiful cup. Glass tumbler. Isn't it? When the glass supporting cause, the glass breaks. Glass only breaks. Nothing happens to tumbler. Can you say that? Destruction of the supportive cause causes the destruction of the effect also. Is it clear? Such destruction is not possible for the Atma. What is the Hetu? Whenever the Hetu reason is given, that reason must be in the fifth case. What? Due to, because of, which reason? Nirashrayat, anashrayat, anashrayat, nirashrayat. As Atma is aware of the nature of supportlessness, Atma is the absolute support of everything. Atma is aware of the nature of independent existence. Atma has no support. Atma is the Adhara for everything. Atma has no Adhara. Atma is absolutely supportless. Atma is absolute support of everything. So being supportless, Atma being absolutely independent of everything else in the world, Atma is not subject to such destruction, okay, caused by destruction of the supportive cause. Nirashrayatvati anashrayati ashri vinashat vinashaha nasti. So he says, me vinashaha nasti. Aham atma me vinashaha nasti. I am absolutely free from all forms of changes in terms of relative distinctions. Therefore, I am ever of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, I am ever of the nature of timelessness. And see, Brahma is ever of the nature of timelessness. I am ever of the nature of timelessness. Therefore, what? Aham Brahma Asmi. It's very nice. You get it now? See, every small thing in terms of timelessness is taken specifically as the nature of the reality. From that nature of timelessness, Aham Brahma. The nature of changelessness, Aham Brahma. Every small thing, changelessness, timelessness, costless, we have to take everything to understand. Is it clear? Don't worry, we'll again explain tomorrow morning. No. Jnanam abhi, when you add the prefix abhi, sometimes you can say janati abhijanati means simply knows. But prati, you are adding one more prefix. Abhijanati means knows, jnanam only. Abhijnanam, no. Abhijnaha, abhijnanam, knowledge only. But prati, when you add, prati plus abhi plus janati, pratyabhijanati means recognizes. Recognizes, isn't it? Recognizes. So pratyabhijna, pratyabhijnanam means recognition. Yeah. Recognition means what? See, I saw you yesterday. Many years ago, I didn't see in between. I see you again. Okay. My recognition, I recognize you means what? The same person you were, the person whom I saw before, the same person I'm seeing now. Isn't it? What is the proof for that? What's the proof? Recognition, isn't it? I recognize, recognize, isn't it? I saw you many years ago. I didn't see you many years. I see you now. Oh, you are the Sartaka. I say, what does that mean? Recognition, isn't it? So, here I was there. I'm here, I know. I recognize my own existence, isn't it? I'm here. It's pratyabhijna. Because the physical changes will happen. But I understand doesn't really change. So, pratyabhijna, pratyabhijnanam is a recognition. The prefix prati must be added. Without prati, abhi means simply janati only. Janati, abhijanati. Pratyabhijanati recognizes. Yeah, swataha means by itself naturally. Naturally. See what happens, swataha. Anyataha means anyataha, because of something else other than itself, there is a cause for the change. Anyataha vinashaha nasti means the destruction does not happen in the part of the Atma due to anything else other than the Atma. The natural, unnaturally, or natural calamities. The something else becomes nimittam. See, instrumental. See, something else, if something else becomes instrumental for the change, it's anyataha nashaha. Nothing else is instrumental for the changes. Naturally, the changes happen swataha. That's why I give the example of head becoming bald, isn't it? There's no, listen, not because something else, the baldness happens. Not because of rains, not because of something else happens, isn't it? naturally happen. Swataha vinashaha bhavati means nirnimittaha vinash. There's no space, nothing is instrumental, nothing is the cause, there's no specific cause why this change has happened. When the change happens naturally, in time. That is swataha, nirnimittaha nashaha. Something, so there's some cause, some specific reason why this change has happened, means change brought about something else. It doesn't happen naturally. There's some specific reason, specific cause. This sanimittaha nashaha. Is it clear? Sanimittaha nashaha, nirimittaha nashaha. Nimitta means. And then the change, the destruction brought about by it, destruction is supporting thing. If something is supported and is dependent on something else, but support, the support becomes destroyed, support also becomes destroyed. Isn't it? Because Atma is not, Atma is absolutely independent. Therefore, no such destruction possible. So a thorough analysis. That's why in this class, really thorough analysis, thorough study. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.